So this is the part of the show where we do a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, have you ever been to a wedding where someone objected to the couple getting married? How awkward would that be, right?
Yeah, fortunately, no. I've never seen that happen.
All right. The most unlikely thing happened during this recent wedding in the UK. So if you can manage to make it through the day without a cow objecting to your wedding, you're doing okay. Listen to this.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Wow. Not only once, it happened a second time.
Sure.
Any person here present knows of any lawful impediment? I should not be joined in matrimony. You should declare it now. Non-bovine
age. Yeah, she's like, unless you're a bovine, you know? No.
I mean, explain yourself, Mr. Cow.
Yeah,
You've spoken up twice now. What's your deal? What's your beef?
Listen, he's not good for you! He's not, no one here will say it. He's not good for you.
OMG.
He's just trying.
That's pretty fantastic.
He's just trying. Yeah. We'll tweet out the video. The video's kind of funny.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, they got married on a farm, right? And there in the pasture, behind a fence, just a few hundred feet away, was a cow just watching the whole thing go down. And had a lot to say.
I would like to be a part of this. This looks fun.
Yeah. And I would like to wear a pretty dress too sometime. So,
that's great.
So yeah, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But I would love to hear if you've ever been to a wedding where there was an objection.
A non-cow objection.
Right.
Maybe an ex busts in.
That's
or
right.
One of the family members speaks up. I always hated him.
Oh my gosh. How awkward
Something
would that
like
be?
That.
All right.
Oh
we'll
God,
take your stories on the way next on 99.7 JX.